from your home for ad libbing, kind of, sort of, and stuff. Semi-live from studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hi, guy.
Hi.
How we doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
NFL.
Okay, that's
Football's
it.
Football's here.
Yeah, man. It is. We are getting dangerously close to the start of the NFL season now. We are, I think we're in game. Most of our teams have played two games.
Yep.
Not their third. The third preseason game, as there's only three, is coming up this week.
Yep.
I like it, man. This is a fun time for fantasy football. This is a fun time for the roster start kind of coming together.
People get injured, trades happen.
Yeah, it's kind of a second off season. It almost feels like a second off season for a little bit because there's almost more movement player wise this part of the year than there is in the off season.
Sure.
More trades. More, that free agent gets a signing.
Yeah,
a Joey Bosa shows up all of a sudden.
It's after, by the end of the preseason games, I think just about every team will name their starting quarterback.
Again,
and their backup.
And if you haven't, I said this last week, and I'll probably just keep saying it. If your team is having a quarterback battle, your team might be losing 10 games this year. There's not enough good quarterbacks in the world, let alone in the NFL, that if you don't have a for sure number one guy, if you don't have a Jordan Love or a Joe Burrow or a Patrick Mahomes, and I know those three are not the same, one of those two is not like the other, but if you don't have that guy, you're almost better off starting your worst quarterback and trying to lose yourself some games this year.
We tried that last year and it didn't work out.
Did not work well for you.
You only got
team.
The 18th pick.
Yeah, and you ended up because your defense was too good to tank.
Right.
If you are, let's say the Raiders, and you're trying to settle a quarterback battle between the number one overall pick and a...
But they're not a quarterback. They've named
Kirk Cousins as the one.
They named that beginning of the preseason.
So what are... off the top of your head, the teams that are looking at quarterback battles, per se, for the number one quarterback? Because nearly every team's got their number two quarterback battle really means something, quite honestly.
Cleveland was going to be that quarterback battle.
They named Deshaun Watson. Gosh, man. Again.
Come on, you guys.
I'm so glad we're not in Cleveland so we don't have to talk about the Browns and be emotionally attached to that.
I mean, when you're now starting quarterback... talks crap about your fans, and he still gets named a certain...
The tone-deaf nature of Deshaun Watson would make me... Like I said, if I had to cover that every day as a news guy, he literally said that he doesn't think it's fair that people don't judge him based on his...
Well, then he apologized on Monday after he was named the starting quarterback. Then he goes, well, I was just emotional, and da-da-da-da-da. It was my first game back on the field. Dude, you're not a good guy.
The things that the fans are booing him about are criminal, they're not criminal things because he never got charged in a criminal court.
Right.
But he got found liable for
27 women.
27 counts of assault against masseuses. And he's
settled out of court.
Settled out of court a lot of times for a lot of money. And Cleveland,
just the legal stuff, though.
But he also
only played
19 games in 3 or 4 years.
3 years.
And he's had two Achilles injuries. He's missed, because of suspensions and injuries, he's missed a ton of time. And when he did play,
he didn't look good.
Deshaun Watson was ranked as the second worst quarterback of this era. Would you happen to know who the worst quarterback
was?
It was worse, yeah. The only quarterback Deshaun Watson was better than was J.J. McCarthy.
Or Max Brosmer.
Max Brosmer was 1-0 last year. So let's not, Let's not knock the wins. So, no, I'm super glad that we're not in Cleveland because we get to talk about positive things like Jordan Love
Quickly on that.
Yeah.
I think the
quicker
reason
the better.
They're two road games. They have two road games right off the bat.
Yeah.
Deshaun starts those two games. That'll determine his future.
I think in the NFL, quite honestly.
If you look bad for the first two games, coming home, they're going to put Shador in there.
They're going to boo him just as hard. Yeah.
And they're going to put him to the bench.
I mean, quite honestly, Deshaun Watson, if he wasn't guaranteed $60 million, which is...
He's 87 right now in the next 2 years.
$87 million. He might be the highest paid starting quarterback in the league at this point.
If he gets cut by next season before June, you still earn, I think they said 57.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrible. It'll go down as... And honestly, I can't believe we're spending this much time on Cleveland Browns football. It's the worst trade since... It satisfies me on a personal level to have watched, because the owner of the Cleveland Browns is Jimmy Haslam. Jimmy Haslam is a slimeball himself.
Yeah.
He's been arrested for numerous fraudulent things as a very wealthy billionaire.
Not like the owner of the 49ers.
Well, I mean, nearly like, oh man, we didn't even talk about that. We'll get there.
All right,
anyway.
So enough about Deshaun.
Yeah, enough about awful
So any
NFL.
Other teams that have quarterback battles, I guess... You could say Minnesota's set.
Minnesota is now set.
I think what I'll come down to is who's the backup. Because
right.
if it's
no,
Carson Wentz is the backup, JJ's numbers are done.
JJ McCarthy there can be
time.
Cut. You can cut him. You can let him go.
They're
going to
cut him. They'll trade him. He's got potential
You
still.
Think he's got value?
Yes.
Somewhere in the league. There's
Because he's had flashes of looking great.
You're right. They brought Philip Rivers out of retirement last
watch
year.
Watch him go to 49ers. And
be successful. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it never surprises me when guys
but I don't think
work out as a quarterback.
Nothing's going to happen with JJ this season.
Sure.
They're going to keep him.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be like Trey Lance, right? By the end of this year, he's Trey
probably.
Lance. He's a forgotten NFL. He's a footnote
right.
at
so,
some point.
The other battles, I don't think...
Atlanta? I mean, Atlanta had a battle between two left-handed bust first-round quarterbacks, and neither one of them looked good.
Michael Penix, well, no, because... Michael Penix was hurt.
Yes.
But he's been cleared, and he's been practicing for the first time this week.
So you've got Tua Tagovailoa and Michael Penix Jr. both in Atlanta. But again, that's a weird one too, because that's a team in Atlanta who has spent a lot of money in draft capital over the last five
years. Hired a new coach?
They've done it, you'd think, the right way to put themselves in a spot where they should be much, much, much better, but because of no quarterback.
I mean, they signed everybody.
They tried. They tried to get Bijan Robinson is the highest paid running back in the league.
No.
One of. He's amongst, right?
Yeah, because what's his name?
Gibbs from Detroit went a little higher.
Yeah.
But they have tons of first round talent that they've paid on offense
they fixed
and defense.
The defense. Yeah.
They fired a couple coaches. So there's a battle there, but that's a team that's going to lose 10 games. Again, there's nothing about that team that doesn't tell me.
They'll probably not lose 10, but I think
they do play in a terrible division,
right.
which always
they
helps.
They won it last year, didn't they almost?
No. Carolina won that. The Carolina had hosted a playoff game last year. Yes.
Right.
No,
100%. Carolina, they said he's the guy. Bryce Young is still the guy.
He's a little fella, but he can ball. He's 5'10". He looks like a high school quarterback.
Same height as Kyler.
Yeah, but he throws a good ball, and he has the leadership abilities.
He's been maturing.
I think steadily improving. Yeah.
Any others? Arizona.
Arizona is a quarterback battle. Yeah, that's a team.
Carson Beck or Jacoby Brissett is trying
really hard, or Keaton Slovak or Gardner Mint. That's a team that's trying to lose 12 games. Honestly, that's a team that could use the number one pick about as bad as any other franchise
could at this point. Thoroughly wreck him.
Yes, that's the way.
Geno Smith, not really the Jets because he's the starting guy.
He's the starting guy. They're backup. They've got some rookies and some young guys they've drafted recently who've looked pretty good in the preseason. But you're going to roll with an old man, Geno Smith.
Yeah.
You don't have the Steelers. No, you've got Aaron Rodgers. You've got some battles for number two, number three quarterback.
Because those guys are going to be potentially replacing him.
And
Aaron Rodgers
is an old man. He might get hurt. He might not make it through an entire year.
So there's not really one there yet. It will be in the offseason.
That's why a lot of these battles, the number two quarterback battle, is more important than your number one. Because your number one should be established. Because you spent a lot of time and money to get your starting quarterback. That number two quarterback is extremely valuable.
Other teams... The Raiders, that's Kirk Cousins until otherwise.
There really isn't, I guess, that many quarterback battles necessarily. There's some pretty...
You look at the bad teams. Miami's Malik Willis.
That's not a quarterback battle, but that's a next year's... Next year it will be. Next year's starting quarterback probably isn't on Miami's roster at this point.
No,
he's kind of
still playing in college.
I think, yeah, of course he is. There's a couple teams like that. I mean, you could say the Jets because Geno Smith is 36 years old. He's probably not around next year. So you're.
I mean, once again, Raiders. The friend Mendoza is going to be it. He's going to be it
forever. Yeah.
You know, at some point.
Jacksonville's got their guy. Yeah. All these kind of team. Titans got their guy last year.
As long as he takes a good step with the Robert
Saints,
Sala.
The Saints lucked into getting Tyler Shook as their second-round pick, who has worked out okay for them.
He's looked really good, actually.
He looked like a real quarterback.
There's not a lot of battles. I mean, what's now the Minnesota? I mean, Minnesota's the battle. I mean, it will be again in the offseason unless Kyler just balls out and gets a he'll get a big contract.
Again, I've not ever in my lifetime rooted for the Vikings, so I'm not going to. But I am rooting for Kyler Murray to be successful this year.
Me too, because I'm just tired of this not having a starting quarterback.
I mean, it's only been a couple of years. You do realize you had Sam Darnold 2 years ago. We could have ended this conversation 2 years ago.
Yeah, but whatever.
You could still have Kirk Cousins right now. You could literally
pay him $130 million,
but you could have had Kirk Cousins this entire time. You could have still drafted J.J. McCarthy. This all could have worked out. You still would have had to fire.
Could have gotten Bo Nix too.
You could have had Bo Nix. Absolutely. Yeah.
But so I mean, nobody in the North, in the NFC North in our division.
Has there been anything interesting on your team that makes you go, oh, all right, great. Or, oh, no. I haven't paid that close attention to your Vikings injury reports.
The rookie Claiborne has been making some splashes.
Okay.
Running back.
Oh, you were talking about him
Wake
when
Forest.
He got drafted.
Yep.
Your buddy's from the Wake Forest. Yeah.
So he's been a nice little bright spot. There's a lot of, I mean, down spot, spot was the Isaiah Rodgers injury.
Okay. Where did, what was, who is named?
Cornerback. Remember?
Corner.
Corner. He was linebacker at the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The one they brought over last week and
then
blew his knee out
in
the last preseason game. Because he was really going to be, he was going to be a starter. He was a smart guy, really athletic. He was going to go back into the secondary.
Experience with a pedigree and I think second practice in.
Three Pro Bowls, I think.
Yep.
So, yeah, then he blew out his knee.
Oh, Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams. There we go. I was trying to figure out the name because I remember he got traded for a bunch of first-round picks to Seattle.
Yep.
Didn't work out. He kind of drifted around the league
a couple
years.
But then he went down to the Raiders.
Which never works out
for anybody. They put him in as a linebacker, which is not his natural spot. But anyway, that was a bummer. Quarterback, finally. I'm glad that they named Kyler the quarterback earlier on.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be like a back and forth and, you know,
just figured
this week
the third
and,
game of preseason is going to be a real decision maker. And
yep. But, I mean, Juwan Jennings was looking good. Addison has been really nice and.
Not suspended?
Not suspended.
Been arrested this year?
Nope.
Not yet?
He's been mindful of what stuff's going on.
Ah, you said that.
Contract.
That's exactly. Oh, yeah. Because you did say that last year. You're like, he's been really on his stuff. And I think before we even pushed record, he got suspended by the end.
No, but I think he's really matured over the 3 years.
I mean, you got to hope so, right?
Like, otherwise, you're not going to be there and you're not going to get your contract.
You ever lost your job while sitting in jail? If you have,
no.
You will learn a lesson, I would think. You know, like this guy's come very close to losing his job while sitting in jail.
So, I mean, I've not followed him as much as I should have. You know, like that 1 year that Ivan Pace was undrafted and he started. He might not make the team this year.
Okay.
I mean, he's tailed off.
That does. I mean, the Packers have had a long stretch of an undrafted free agent making the roster. Yeah. They haven't had a long stretch of that guy, like, getting a huge contract extension. You know, like, he makes the team, but.
A couple of the guys that they drafted later. Caleb Banks is not, from what I've been reading or hearing, is not doing exceptional for a first rounder.
And that was, he was the only.
It's been a fatigue thing.
During
physical.
The preseason or during the draft process, that Caleb Banks, defensive tackle out of somewhere, Mississippi State I thought he was overdrafted. The draft gurus also believed that he was probably like a 40 to 45 type.
Early second rounder.
Early second rounder, and the Vikings drafted him in the first round.
The story I did read yesterday was that with the new GM, Nolan, I don't remember the last
name.
And his guys that he's brought over and brought in, they're not impressed with him, the report that I heard.
Okay.
Because it's not their draft picks. So they're like, eh,
well, that the draft pick of that Banks out felt similar to a bunch of 5-6 years ago when Rashawn Gary got drafted out of Michigan by the Packers. Rashawn Gary out of high school was the highest rated defensive player in the history of the ratings in college, right? Like size, strength, speed, measurables. The highest rated defensive player of all time was Rashawn Gary. This Banks was very similar. In high school, he was a parade All-American. Right. Big deal. Got hurt a few times in college. But, you know, some of these GMs, they look at that, it almost feels like they just decided when they saw him at the high school McDonald's All-American game 3 years ago, that's our guy.
You're starting to see the changing of the guard in Minnesota a little bit with the new GM bringing his guy, because he's a proven guy.
Harrison Smith still around?
They're talking.
But he's not with the team. He's not
officially on the team as of
right
now.
He's not injured, retired, or anything. No. He's just not under contract, not...
He can't go anywhere else. I think he's still under contract, okay. But he can't go anywhere else.
Gotcha.
But, no, he's not. I think he's done.
Okay. I mean, anyway. I hadn't heard. He's been with the Vikings for so long, and he will be a Hall of Famer at some point. Right.
With the new changing of the guard up there, and Nolan Tinsley?
Okay.
Sure.
We'll find out his name when he gets fired halfway through the year.
No, he will not. You know, changing the scouting team, that's important stuff.
Yeah.
And he was bringing his own guys in that he trusts and whatnot. You'll start seeing that change. You know, the next draft will be, I mean, he'll have a solid 4 years, 5 years.
Okay. How long did the last guy get? 3?
4.
Did he get 4? That Mensa? Have we been doing the show that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, that's the Vikings. I mean, it comes down to the regular season, and then you never know.
Is it Vikings-Packers first game of the year?
Detroit. I thought it was Detroit.
I thought we had talked that it was Vikings-Packers to start out the season, but, I mean, that makes me... I'm not ready for that kind of excitement. I'd like to ease my way and get a Jets game early or something, you know? Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's my Vikings. I'll know more. I'm going to pay more attention, obviously, because fantasy football is coming around. And
it's right around the corner, buddy.
So, how about your Packers?
My best and worst. The best, and I cannot believe I'm jinxing.
You say Jordan Love.
I'm not going to mention the starting quarterback as a plus. No. The best from, and this is obscene, Trey Smack the kicker has been my highlight and my best of the preseason for the Green Bay Packers.
It is Green Bay, by the way, Minnesota.
Okay, that's a nice. That's okay. Well, we're gonna put some money on that. I feel like we're gonna have some bets going on. I dare you.
Maybe.
But for me, the Packers spent the last 2 years without a good kicker. That's a problem.
Well, yeah.
But you know what's also a problem? Drafting a kicker. That is even harder to do, it seems like, than finding a street free agent or a random Norwegian guy who can kick field goals for you
Soccer for guy.
A few. You know, find what you can get, some Anderson. Find whoever you can try to track down, right? So they drafted in the 6th round, in fact, traded up in the 6th round, to get a guy who has one of the best football kicking names of all time, right? Trey Smack.
Yeah.
You're kicking field goals. That's Trey Smack, right? He started out, I remember, during the first couple practices as these preseason, you know, like blurbs and blog spots start talking about, he really struggled as in the beginning of training camp. You know, they keep the numbers. He was at like 70% and for the first couple practices, and at the family night, the Packer family night, he missed a couple of kicks, you know, and there was these whispers of, oh no, like, we're doing this again. Like, we don't have a random backup to be a kicker. We're going to have to get some guy off the street
Anderson.
Gary, is he still? No, he doesn't. Once he missed that one, I think they kicked him out of the league. I'm pretty sure that was his last. That was the last thing he did. They took his leg. Trey Smack has been phenomenal this preseason. For the last 2 games, he's had 30, 40, and 50-yard field goals. He hasn't missed any in the preseason. He hasn't missed any extra points. I would assume there's as much stress on a guy like that in the preseason as there is for any position player, right? Because he's not going to get those guys can get cut, be a draft pick or not. If you're a kicker and you're struggling, as the Packers know, as the Vikings know, you will cut that 6th-round kicker before the end of the season, and you won't even think twice about it. Anders Carlson didn't get a second year. Daniel Carlson didn't even see the last half of the year for the Vikings. These guys get drafted, and having a bad kicker, you might know this, really like,
why do you got to do that?
It's this hidden thing. I don't know. Did something happen with your team and missed field goals?
Just go on, because we're gonna run out of time.
It's really so seeing Trace Mack do so well.
Yeah.
And it's only letting me down because they're kickers, and eventually they will drop the ball.
How about bad?
They don't have a backup quarterback. It seems
who's their backup right now?
Tyrod Taylor has been underwhelming. His numbers, he's played entire halves in these preseason.
But it's preseason.
He's been 1 for 4 for 7 yards. He's got sacked 5 times the last game. He looked
But is that... That's second string playing? Is that for starters?
That's a myth. Irrelevant. He looked old. Tyrod Taylor is an old man quarterback in a young man's league, and he struggled.
They could assign Malik.
They couldn't afford to assign. They needed a good backup quarterback. Sure. It was on the list for short things of things they needed to guarantee this year.
Okay.
If you don't have a backup quarterback in this
Jordan
league,
Jordan Love hasn't played since all 17 games since 2023.
It's been 4 years since he's played in all 17 games, and there's travel games. They're traveling to Europe this year.
Yep.
There's 17 games. You're trying to be the number one seed. If you're the Green Bay Packers, you're trying to host playoff games at the end of this year. You are not trying to travel to San Francisco because you lost a couple games that Jordan Love got hurt. Not having a backup quarterback will cost the Packers at some point in this year.
Couple games.
I can feel it.
Sure.
I can sense it. And so that's a problem. That's going to Kyle McCord, their number 3 quarterback, has actually played really well. But again, to your point, is that because he was playing against 3rd, 4th, and 5th stringers? Or is that because he's learning how to play quarterback at the NFL speed? I don't know. But having watched...
You'll find out.
When you watch these games, I mean... It's no different than any level of football,
sure.
Right? If it's youth football, if it's high school football, college, or the pros, if you do not have your quarterback position locked down, figured out, ready to roll, your team is going to struggle. So arguably, according to the prognosticators, Jordan Love might be a top 5 quarterback in the league. Jordan Love is on the, once again, very short list of MVP candidates. And once again... That's bad money, man. If I was taking a bet and I looked at the top 5, that top 5 list of MVP candidates includes some pretty obvious ones.
Right.
Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes,
not this year.
Drake May, right?
Yeah,
like
possible.
Those I could perhaps see Matthew Stafford winning it again.
Right.
His team might not lose a game this year, you know? Like they are incredibly deep.
And then Aaron Donald comes back.
Jahmyr Gibbs could have an even bigger year than he did. But Jordan Love, his odds are like a 5th or 6th highest to get the MVP this year. And his numbers, we were looking at his numbers. He's going to throw for 3,500 yards. He's going to throw for 25 touchdowns. He's going to 64% completion.
But he's still better than the lower half of the... I mean, he's in the top 15.
I mean, we did this. We sat down last year, I think, right about this time, and started listing.
Who would you take above him?
I would take... I mean, at least give me a second.
You don't have to. I mean, that's...
I would take Caleb Williams.
Yep.
I would take Jared Goff in our division.
Sure.
I would take Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix...
Drake May.
I would take Trevor Lawrence, I think.
Brock Purdy?
I would not take Brock Purdy over Jordan Love. There is my line. There is my...
Why?
Because I think Jordan Love is better than Brock Purdy.
Maybe, showed it.
I think if you put Jordan Love on the 49ers, they win a couple more games. I think if you put Brock Purdy on the Packers, Matt LaFleur lost his job 2 years ago. That's what I think.
I think you're not selling him. I mean, you're gonna cut him.
Am I underselling the Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I really like him.
Oh yeah, you do.
I do because I think he does a really good job and he's a smart kid.
I mean, we talked about this when he took over for Trey Lance a couple years ago.
Then we were like, what?
This is gonna be a weird one. I only trusted it then because of his quarterback and GM.
But they also
GM.
Got weapons this year. Everybody gets hurt and whatever. You know, they didn't have Brandon Ayuk last year either.
I don't think they will this year either.
No, nobody's going to have him. They got Debo Samuel back.
That's so, right. He spent a year off.
And we got George Kittle was hurt most of the year last year.
That's right.
Year.
He finished off the list.
When you have George Kittle healthy on that field, that team looks way different.
I mean, and Christian McCaffrey is one of the best wide receivers.
Yeah, they're going to load manage him. So anyway.
Yeah, no, I could see Brock Purdy finishing much closer to the top of the MVP race than I could.
We're getting down there. What else do you want to talk about?
No, okay.
Not yet, but I'm watching it.
Over the last week, the NCAA is allowing...
No, not allowing.
That's the thing, is they did, and then they didn't. This has been a strange... Okay, in a week.
So,
start us Big off 10. At the beginning.
So, I don't even know. Tight end got cut from whatever team it was.
We're going to call it the Steelers, just to make it move. Yeah.
He got cut. Well, he originally was playing at Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
Well, he goes, well, they're going to cut me. I'm going to go back to college because I have eligibility. Da, da, da. So he just signed, trying to, with LSU, yes. Lane Kiffin there. Everybody's like, wait a second, because he technically was under contract with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So people are raising a stink. So,
by the way, as well they should. Right,
because this will be the first documented time that a player, person, had an NFL contract and then went back to college.
Yeah.
So Big Ten, SEC, both right now, and also Big 12 is talking about it. But those two divisions said, you know what? If you're in the NFL, you can't come back. No eligibility.
And it's not to say that those two are the most... Those two, the Big Ten and the SEC, are the most powerful entities in college sports.
Right.
Maybe even in all of sport. Like, the in biggest American thing sports, with, man, the SEC and Big Ten move they don't, units.
But maybe. Yeah, they generate money. But the SEC... the NCAA in general, they don't force anything.
No, the NCAA would love these players to come back and be the big man and the big story, because whatever puts eyeballs on college football is good for college football.
But there's got, I mean, like when the NIL came out, there was no restrictions. There's nothing. No. There's free for all.
This Pandora's box has been fun to watch as a fan for the last few years.
But
you know?
So the NFL also said too, they're not, if any team were to, you know, pick up this kid now after being dropped.
Yeah.
They're going to fine him and everything. I mean,
so the NFL is going to fine the
teams if they try to get this guy
back, who's now, so now he's truly out of all the jobs. So this guy,
theoretically, but he's going to go, I mean,
so he can go to college, but he can't go to college because they're not going to let him play.
Well,
but he can't go back to the NFL because the NFL, already,
he was on the team before they made that decision.
Yeah.
The SEC made that a rule, you know, whatever. There's going to be lawsuits for the next month.
That's fun. That's
it, and everything. It's just, it's because the kid's going to wants to go back to college.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't work that hard to be in an NFL team because he gets more money.
If he's going to work hard to be an athlete, you might as well go in the situation that has job security, which is the NCAA.
And he'll get some NIL money from LSU.
And if he's NFL caliber, next year the NFL will still be there and will allow.
Right. And they will allow him then.
Sure.
But this year, If he's not able to go to the LSU, he's not going to be playing.
It truly opens up these weird, because there's been
talk. By the
way,
30 seconds.
Wow, man. Well, we're not even going to talk about the things that we can talk in depth about.
CTE
studies, hard tackles from the 90s. We were going to talk about Brian Bosworth for no reason whatsoever. Quarterback trade rumors. You know what we didn't even talk about for 1 second?
Brewers.
The Brewers. Yeah. The Brewers are the best team in baseball.
Still.
After all of this time, and we didn't even touch them. Well, next year, next week. Bye, everybody. Have a good one.